Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
It's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And what's my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Leslie Grossman is our guest, our good friend, longtime 10-year, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. Leslie, you've been hanging out with us for more than 10 years. How about that?
Wow, we have to celebrate.
It's been like a dream come true for you, hasn't it, Leslie?
Yes, absolutely.
I get that all the time. It's good to have you back, Leslie. LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com, did I say that right?
Yes.
So that's one of her websites, and then, of course, she's a great Vistage chair. She's a leader of the Vistage organization, International Mastermind Group. Also, she's the author of SalesStation and the book Link Out. Leslie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to manage stress, how to make sure that we differentiate between things we can change, we can impact, that are going to actually are worthy of our time and our worry, and how to get rid of things that aren't, that don't fit that category. And you have some tips on how to do that.
Yeah, well, the first thing is we have to go into the day with the right attitude, because then when stress comes up, we deal with it better. We don't deal with it from fear. We deal with it. We manage it. And one of the first things, these are basic things that often people don't think about, but get up and exercise. Get to the gym. Mm-hmm. Walk. Go for a walk. Even if you have office, park your car several blocks away from your office and walk from your car.
Well, and that kind of doing that really releases positive elements in your body, doesn't it?
Exactly. And you get your body going. You clear your mind.
More oxygen. You get more oxygen into the far reaches of your extremities, don't you?
Exactly. Stretch. Be ready for the day. Be ready in a positive way. Think positive as you're walking. Don't think about your worries. Think about how you're going to make the day great.
What about this, Leslie? One of the things that I've tried to focus on, and I've tried to talk, when I talk to people about why you would, what are some of the reasons why small business owners would do what they do and take on these issues, take on the hardest job in the world, it's because even when you have a challenge, when you have something stressful, If it's connected to your business, you own that too. Uh-huh. And if you can turn that around, if you can say, okay, this is an issue, this is a problem, this is stressing me out, but I own that, and if I turn it around, I'll own the solution.
Absolutely. And if you go in with the right attitude, that you can turn it around, just like you say, you will do that. But sometimes we get into that fear mode. So doing little tricks like getting physical, listening to great upbeat music before you get into work, in the car, you know, don't listen to the news. Put music on, upbeat music that you like. Put in whatever your favorite thing is, from Barbara Streisand to Bruno Mars to Pharrell. Happy, the song Happy. You know, whatever it is that makes
Maybe not Barbara. Maybe how about Celine Dion? Can I have that?
Yeah, okay.
Can I have Celine instead of Barbara?
Patti LaBelle. I have a new attitude.
I love Patti LaBelle.
Yes. I mean, something that gets you going, whatever your favorite is, put that on, and then you're in a happy mood. You got to get. We got to sometimes put ourselves into that positive mood. And out of the fear, we deal with things differently. It's tricks. We got to trick ourselves sometimes.
Well, it's just like preparing for an athlete preparing for a game.
Right, exactly.
Isn't it? It's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to have positive attitude, positive thoughts. And I'll tell you something else. The more you do this, the more you can call on past experiences. Whether you failed or whether you succeeded, whether the experience you're calling on is where you failed or you succeeded, either way, you've got an experience. You can say to yourself, okay, this is stressing me out, but I've been here before, and I live to fight another day, and this will happen. That'll be the same thing here.
That's right. This, too, will pass.
Right. I like that.
Right. And not only that, don't you find, Jim, that sometimes when we go back and look at those negative things that happened, they actually happened for a reason, and they turned out to be a good thing?
How many times will that happen? Folks, this is not Pollyanna stuff. We're not playing the glad game here, Leslie, are we? I mean, this is the truth. How many times have I had something that I dreaded so much? I knew it was coming. I dreaded it, and it just got me all bummed out, and it showed up, and I dealt with it, and 30 days later, I looked back and I said, wow, what if that hadn't happened?
That's right.
That was the best thing that happened to me.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. One of the things that when I'm coaching executives, I say to them, one of the things we all need to learn is how to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that sometimes those uncomfortable, stressful situations, if we just deal with them, we realize afterwards that they were a good thing, and we move forward. They challenged us.
Right, no question about it. And especially when you look at something, and if it looks like it's a challenge, it looks like it's a problem, you know, ask yourself, okay, am I just making it that way? Is it possible that this really isn't what I'm thinking it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And actually, another way, another good thing, and this is the kind of thing we talk about in our Vistage groups, you know, of CEOs and executives, and that's why it's important to have people surrounding you, whether you're in a formal group or an informal group.
Right.
Having people you can run these things by, mm-hmm. and you find out that other people dealt with them and how it turned
out
well.
That's a big point right there, folks. You find out you're not the only one who's dealing with these things, and it'll make you feel better. Quick break. Right back after these messages with our good friend, Leslie Grossman. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.